Hello and welcome to this exploring session of the Endtown play. Well, plays. This is a return look. We're going to look at plays one and a bit of play two, and then we're going to have another look at play number one, including the bands that open or set up the plays themselves. We recorded the first 10 plays as exploring sessions in 2019, and I hope we'll be able to keep up the pressure in 2020 so that I will have the first half done by the end of the year. Promises, promises. If you want to help that happen, become a patron today at patreon.com/beyondshakespeare. Your support genuinely is vital, otherwise one day we will have to stop. Or if you can't manage a regular commitment, buy us a coffee at coffee.com. That's ko-fi.com/beyondshakespeare. If you've listened to our early explorations of play one and two, they were a slightly rougher hack at the plays. This is a little bit different, still very rough. In the first clip, we tried playing around with blocking for the text, trying out a sense of how it filled up a space. And we travelled from play one into play two, though we didn't quite get to the end of play two. In the second clip, we went back, after some gap, to look in more detail at the text of play one, in an attempt to understand how it ticks. There are lots of different digital and physical editions out there, but you can go to the show notes to quickly find an online version of the text to follow as you listen at your leisure. Anyway, here is not our first look at the text, but these are still workshops with our Beyond Shakespeare regulars, so there are plenty of stumbles and errors, room noise, odd cuts. More fulsome audio versions of all these exploring session plays one day will be released, and as we'll be recording a proper version of this anon, please share your thoughts or suggestions about where we go from here. Submit suggestions, clarifications, and passive-aggressive abuse, either on our Patreon page by joining us, or on Twitter at BeyondShakes. The irregulars for the first take were Liz Cole, Richard Fawcett, Mark Scanlon, and Alan Scott. And I'm, as per usual, your host, Robert Crichton. And this is Endtown Plays 1 and 2, Revisited. Okay, so I think we should stay with the casting as we basically did it last time. So if we're going back to play one, if we can start, Alan, stay with being God. If you could be the good angel again, I think you were the good angel last time. Richard, if you could be Lucifer.
That's the one I scribbled on last time.
Were you bad angel? Writing,
I was naughty angel.
You were naughty angel, so you're good angel, sir. And I kind of want to find out how it then links into, if we treat it as a single play, play one and two, how we sort of make that creation of the world bit crossover work. So, let us decide the how does... Obviously, God starts centre stage, doesn't he? So, let's stand up and figure out. Yeah. You're God. Sorry, I'm asking people to stand up now.
Oh, dear.
I know. We've done the sit-down reading bit. So, if we say this is, broadly speaking, our stage, it is facing the audience, which is, broadly speaking, these tables. So God needs a throne. Here we are.
Well, don't you know much, are
that won't take you away, sir. Rickety as hell. Now, that doesn't mean you're sat in it, so I don't think you sit in it straight away. I think you probably start. And we are all presumably angels. Lucifer's an angel, good angel's an angel, bad angel is also an angel. We're all angels, and I'm spare angel here to fill in the gaps. So if we make it symmetrical, if good, can we have the good on the right-hand side of God? So good on this side, so that's your good. And bad on his left, so if Richard and yourself be on his, that side.
Sinister for the...
And I'll be the spare angel that nobody mentions. I'm the singing angel, I think that's how it's going to work.
I've got the Latin for that now. At the beginning, it's I'm the first and last. I am the beginning, creator. I am the end.
Yeah. It's just a question of does he say it? That's the question. Is it just simply a reiteration, or is it actually a line of text? It doesn't obviously
fit. It says I am. Yeah. So he's speaking.
So I think that seems like a
a good opening. Maybe it's a case of it's that's voiceover. Maybe we pump that in because the God with many voices
with a bit of reverb.
And maybe you come to being dropped down from the flies on cables. I think we can manage that. I think on
yes, it could that. are we incorporating movement in this, or are we?
Well, that's the question. That's why there will be movement at some point. This opening speech, I suggest, is just effectively a tableau.
Because that's all we can really do. I'm not saying anything, so you'd be more there. God enters. I think God just enters, stands there, say.
Ego sum alpha et omega, principum et finis. My name is known, God and King. My work for to make, now will I wend. In myself rests my reigning. It has no beginning nor no end.
And of course, we don't exist yet, so we can't be on.
No.
So it occurs to me, that's where we will be in a moment. We're not on yet.
And all that ever shall have being is closed in my mind. When that it is made at my liking, I may it save, I may it shend after my presence. So great of might is my posty. All things shall be wrought be me. I am a God in persons three, knit in one substance. I am the true Trinity, here walking in this one. Three persons myself I see, looking in me, God alone. I am the father of posty, my son with me garneth gone. My ghost is graced in majesty, worldeth weight up in heaven tron. A God in three I call, I am father of myth, might, my son keepeth right, my ghost hath light, and grace withal.
Now we could do all sorts of things involving three people and divisions of trinities, but I don't think we will.
No.
I think straightforward, you're just there, we continue, we don't need to go back.
Myself beginning never did take, and endless I am through mine own might. Now will I begin my work to make. First, I make heaven with stars of light, in mirth and joy evermore to wake. In heaven, I build angel full bright, for servants to be, and for my sake, with mirth and melody worship my might. I build them in my bliss, angel in heaven evermore shall be, in light full clear, bright as blee, with might, mirth and song to worship me. Of joy they may not miss.
So, is the question, do we enter slowly as he mixes, or does he wait until the end of this and we all enter singing, which is presumably what it suggests, isn't it, as the stage direction
goes. Enter singing angel.
Singing angels in the sky, let all the angels there and the power of heaven to you, you seraphim and cherubim, cry out, holy, holy, Lord of hosts.
So, shall we do Sanctus, 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 Dominus Deus Sabaoth?
I'm not wishing to back out of this, but Lucifer does not appear to be singing.
No, he wouldn't. No. You would be singing along a bit. You'd be singing along a bit. But yeah, you'd just be entering and standing on. And it would just be that we all sing beautifully, obviously, as we enter. Give us our cue in, and we'll just sort of sing Sanctus, Sanctus, Sanctus repetitively until he stops us.
I build them in my bliss, angel in heaven evermore shall be, in light full clear, bright as blee, with mirth and song to worship me, of joy they may not miss.
Sanctus, 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 Sanctus.
To whose worship sing ye this song? To worship God or reverence me? But ye me worship, ye do me wrong, for I am the worthiest that ever may be.
We worship God of myth most strong, which hath formed both us and thee. We may never worship him too long, for he is most worthy of majesty. On knees to God we fall, our Lord God worship we, and in no wise honour we thee. A greater Lord may never none be than he that made us all.
Now, Good point here is, of course, God presumably has exited during the lovely song about him.
Or
he's just sitting down.
It's, I'll show you I'm better than him. Bugger off. I'm going to sit in your bloody throat.
And I think...
I suggest it's wrong, but I like
it's dead wrong.
Because what would be quite nice is if, as we're singing, and I'm sure we'll be beautiful one day, or recorded somewhere else.
I'm running out of time.
Exactly. Is that actually if God is sitting as the singing happens, and then you speak and he stands up and just takes a slight step away from the throne so that you can take the throne without necessarily trying to manhandle God. I think that's too much.
He can stand over and listen to the angels gathering around him singing his
But voice. I like the idea that, I quite like the idea is if he's going to sit at his throne and then you stop the song and God just...
Bug us off.
Just watch the scene. Because then what we've got is a nice crossways of you and the good angel... Yeah. At each other. Yeah. You can still kneel to God. I don't think you literally need to kneel to him. It can still be out to the audience. I think there's always going to be a representational, tableau-y sort of style to this.
So would the good angel start over there and be tempted to come over here?
I don't think he's going to be tempted at all. It's a straightforward, don't you be a bad person, you kind of thing.
Quick question. First line of the good angel speech, we worship God of might most strong?
Yes, God of might.
Rather than myth?
Okay.
Yes, definitely might, I think, yes, there will eventually be a much more modernised version, but we'll stick with this for the moment. Shall we go from the worshipping song and Lucifer's jumping in, so we can just see if that blocking sort of looks right. I'm going to be invisible. I just imagine I'm there between you, and this is all a balanced, beautiful balanced stage. Probably with some markings on the floor so we know where we're going. So we're all singing Sanctus, 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 Dominus Deus.
To whose worship sing ye this song? To worship God or reverence me? But ye me worship, ye do me wrong, for I am the worthiest that ever may be.
We worship God of might most strong, which hath formed both us and thee. We may never worship him so long, for he is most worthy of majesty. On knees to God we fall, our Lord God worship we, and in no wise honour we thee. A greater Lord may never none be than he that made us all.
A worthier Lord, forsooth, am I, and worthier than ever will I, and worthier than he ever will I be. In evidence that I am more worthy, I will go sitting in God's sea, above sun and moon and stars on sky.
Right, I think there, we'll make the move after that, so we'll make it a gesture. So I'll finish stars on sky.
And then sit.
Then move and everyone, and look at everyone, defying them to stop you. You look at God, defying him to stop you. We can all...
So take it from the start of that speech.
Yes. So it's like you say you're going to do it, then you do it.
A worthier Lord, forsooth am I, and worthier than he ever will I be. In evidence that I am more worthy, I will go sitting in God's sea, above sun and moon and stars on sky. I am now set, as ye may see. Now worship me for most mighty, and for your Lord honour now me sitting in my seat.
And Crawler goes running to him.
God's might we forsake, for most worthy we thee take, And thee to worship honour we make, and fall down at thy seat.
Right, so there's some lovely things here. I think the logic of this scene is if this throne is raised on some steps, this is all beautifully hypothetical, isn't it? Some treads going up, you know, it's like a beautiful staircase. And behind the throne, maybe there's a curtain which God retired to. That would sort of make sense.
Because then
you can immediately appear behind him and go, ah-ha-ha, and then pull the trapdoor and down he falls.
Because God's busy making the water and the birds and the beasts.
Soundtrack changes to Don Giovanni.
And that just gives that nice thing that you can be kneeling sort of upstage to him after you, at the end, probably at the end of your, and fall down at thy feet, so then you kneel. We would be defiantly not, you know, in some sort of grand gesture. I'm not sure precisely what. And at that point, don't kneel. You can imagine.
I can't get up.
Yeah, pretend you're kneeling. It's fine. It's just the idea of the scene. Okay, and God bursts in behind, and probably effectively you grab him by the ear, and you know, grab him by the wings, and just
tear him off.
That's probably it. Yeah. For the moment, possibly just a gentle hand on the shoulder for the moment, and Lucifer. We'll see if you stand up, when you stand up, or how this works. I don't know yet.
Shall we take it from top of the page?
Yeah, go bad angel to your home.
God's myth we forsake, and for more worthy thee take. For thee to worship, honour we make, and fall down at your feet.
Thou, Lucifer, for thy muckle pride, I bid thee fall from heaven to hell, and all that thou holden on thy side, in my bliss never more to dwell. At my commandment, a noon down thou slide, with mirth and joy never more to mell. In mischief and menace ever shalt thou abide, in bitter brenning and fire so fell, in pain ever to be pite.
Impossible demands. I kind of just want the staircase to suddenly turn into a slide.
Yes.
And for him to crawl down on his belly. We're not doing that. But that sort of idea of, I think you need to stand the moment you hear. I don't think we necessarily see God. I don't know.
My voice from behind the curtain.
It's that sort of thing. I don't know. I genuinely don't know.
I'm from Giovanni to Sweeney Todd.
Yeah. Does Lucifer stand the moment he hears God? What does he do?
The impression I was trying to convey was that he's actually transfixed.
Yeah.
He says, I bid thee fall from heaven to hell, so you could do it then, couldn't you?
It's got to be at the end of the line. I don't think any of this action happens during dialogue. That's the way it reads.
Yeah.
Is that you say something's going to happen,
and then
it happens.
What we could do is we could fix the point of departure from heaven to hell as, say, over there, hypothetically.
Mm.
So Lucifer gives his final speech on the way to the fiery chute.
Yes.
Which will be before he actually goes down.
It'd be like Panto. Somebody could rush on and put down a sign that says hell right there.
Exeunt stage left.
Yeah, so if you say over there, so you can take your bad angel with you as you go, and then that's your place of hell.
Right.
And especially as we're not looking to literally do a huge staging like this, there'd probably be some nice neat chairs to one side for you to have the hell of reasonable comfort.
That's actually rather unfortunate, because we placed hell downstage left, which, as you all know, is the best bloody spot to be.
Devil gets all the best lines.
So you can collect the bad angel as you go, and then it makes sense that Deus just, I don't know, does he, when we turn the page, does he sit and create the world? I don't know whether he does or not. Sort of makes sense if he does. But let's burn that bridge when we get to it. Deus, can you do your, let's go to the top of the page again. Go for God's might, we forsake, bad angel. Go, bad angel.
God's might we forsake, and far more worthy we thee take. Mm. Thee to worship honour we make, and fall down at thy feet.
Thou, Lucifer, for thy muckle pride, I bid thee fall from heaven to hell, and all that thou holden on thy side, in my bliss never more to dwell. At my commandment, anon down thou slide, with mirth and joy never more to meld. In mischief and menace ever shalt thou abide, in bitter burning and fire so fell, in pain ever to be pite.
Sound effects, I feel, is needed there.
Crash of thunder.
And I think the moment you hear God, he stays transfixed, I think you probably do almost comic Star stop to the audience. Shit. And then wait for Richard to cue in terms of where you move. So the moment you hear God's voice, you turn.
Right.
And hold that sort of terrified tableau look, whereas we can just be smart. That seems to be what good people do, is be really smart.
Thee to worship honour we make, and fall down at thy side.
Sound effect.
Thou, Lucifer, for thy muckle pride, I bid thee fall from heaven to hell, and all that holden on thy side, in my bliss never more to dwell. At my commandment, anon down thou slide, with mirth and joy never more to mell. In mischief and menace ever shalt thou abide, in bitter burning and fire so fell, in pain ever to be pight.
At thy bidding, thy will I work, and pass from joy to pain smert. Now, I am a devil full dark that was an angel bright. Come
so
on,
I think
we're on our way.
Those two lines then move down, and then you're in that position, spotlight of red light on you or something to give the impression that you are. And then you, that's maybe even a sound effect so that you can go, ah! Now I am a devil. That might work.
Okay, so that could be something like. At thy bidding, thy will I work, and pass from joy to pain smert.
Sound effect. Light transition. Liz joining down in the pits of hell. Fire, fire, burning, burning, fire, fire, burning.
Now I am a devil full dark that was an angel bright. Now to hell the way I take, in endless pine there to be bite. For fear of fire, a fart I crack in hell dungeon, mean Dean is dead. Just like being back in bloody bonus.
Yeah. And you just sit straight down in your comfy chairs of relative comfort. The light goes off you, that seems to work. Good angel, no idea what we're doing with you, just continue standing there looking pretty. It might be a case that if, assuming that I am there as the other angel, that we then stand either side of God, making him look exciting. Okay, so that would mean that the speech then just effectively carries straight on, and we'll just rattle through this with this bugger all we can do. There might be sound effects, there might be projection, there might be things we could do here. It's a speech, do it.
Now heaven is made for angels' sake. The first day and the first night. The second day, water I make, the welkin also full fair and bright. The third day, I part water from earth, tree and every growing thing, both herb and flower of sweet smelling. The third day is made by my working. Now make I the day that shall be the fourth. Sun and moon and stars also, the fourth day I make insane. The fifth day, worm and fish that swim and go, birds and beasts both wild and tame. The sixth day, my work I do, and make the man, Adam by name. In earthly paradise, without and woe, I grant thee bidding lust thus do brain. Flesh of thy flesh and bone of thy bone, Adam, here is thy wife and make. Both fish and fowls that swim and go, to every a name thus take.
Okay, I'll just pause there, because obviously we've hit some action. So you've got the first 5 days, sound effects, things, stuff, there's nothing we do stage-wise. We've all definitely sat down, leaving him up there alone doing his magic-y thing. Then on the sixth day, my work I do and make the man hold on to that abdomen, and then you can stand, sort of, just turn to the audience and be a man. Stand there, about there. Eve, you would do something similar. And when you're mentioned, obviously, and I don't know how that precisely would work, but we keep it nice and simple. So go the sixth day, sir, please.
The sixth day, my work I do, and make the man, Adam by name, in earthly paradise, without in woe, I grant thee, bidding lust thou do blame. Flesh of thy flesh and bone of thy bone, Adam, here is thy wife, and make both fish and fowls that swim and go on.
That's, I'd like your beautiful symmetry. We're going to symmetry and tableau, I think, is the best way to do this.
Flesh of thy flesh and bone of thy bone, Adam, here is thy wife, and make both fish and fowls that swim and gone, to every of them a name thus take. Both tree and fruit and beast to shone, red and white, both blue and blake, thou gave him name by thyself alone, herbs and grass both beats and break. This wife thus give name also, look that ye not seize, your fruit to increase, that there may be press, me worship for to do.
Right, now that speech, both tree and fruit and all that leather, to be honest, I think you've probably taken a step off your dais, however far away it is. In my head, of course, it's huge. These beautiful steps going up, never happen, but it's beautiful. It's a lovely idea. So let me just take your chair away from you, sir. So during that long speech about fruits and lovely things, you can take a step down from your throne to here, so that when you talk about paradise, you can...
We are now
you come
within.
Forth, you can bring him to you.
We are now within the garden.
Yeah, and you can... see how that works. We do need to get Adam and Eve. They don't actually need to actually be together, really, because in a moment the serpent is on Eve's side. It really works as if you don't actually really meet. You keep that far away from each other for quite a long time. That's quite nice. Okay, let's take that movement as read. It's not very interesting, so let's just go now. Come forth, Adam, to paradise.
Now come forth, Adam, to paradise. There that shalt thou have all manner thing, both flesh and fish and fruit of price, all shall be buxom of thy bidding. Here is pepper, cayenne, and sweet licorice. Take them all at thy liking, both apple and pear and gentle rice. But touch us not, nought this tree that is of cunning. All thing save this for thee is wrought.
And we're going to say in the overall geography of the stage, I think the Tree of Cunning is going to be here, isn't it? overhanging Richard, giving him a lovely dappled shade.
All things save this for thee is wrought. Here is all thing that thee should please, already made unto thine ease. Eat not this fruit, nay may displease. For then thou diest, thou scapest now naught. Now have I made all thing of naught, heaven and earth, fowl and beast. To all thing that mine hand hath wrought, I grant mine blessing that shall ever last. My way to heaven is ready sooth. A working I will the seventh day rest, and all my creatures that be about. My blessing ye have both east and west. A working the seventh day ye sees, and all though that sees of labouring here, the seventh day without and weir, and worship me in good manner, they shall in heaven have endless peace. Adam, go forth and be prince in place, for to heaven I speed my way. Thy wits will look thou chase, and ghostly govern thee as I say.
And you would go and sit back on your throne, or go behind the curtain again, one, two. I like the idea that God continues watching this and allows it to happen, and none of it's a surprise, because he's a git.
Sitting on throne in semi-darkness.
Yes, a blue, deep-coloured saturant on you, so you're visible, but you're not obviously
Shadowed edge. Rather than...
Yeah. And then you can do that little bit of... now, obviously, you're talking to God, but you're talking out front, because that's how you talk to God, because he's everywhere.
Right. Holy Father, blessed thou be, for I may walk in wealth now. I find dates great plenty, and many feel fruits full every bough. All this wealth is given to me, and to my wife that on me laugh. I have no need to touch yon tree. It is my Lord's will to work now. I am a good gardener. Every fruit of rich name I may garden with glee and gain. To break that bond I were to blame, my Lord bade me keep in here.
And because you're a gardener, depending on, stamina and willingness, we probably have another tree, maybe the tree of life on this side. And as your gardener, maybe just hold a tableau up with a hope. Probably not, probably just sit back there on you. But, that's the idea. You're off gardening, that's what you're doing. But for the moment, just sit down and then Eve will do her bit, I think. Or is that still... Is some of that to you, or is that...?
No, it's to the audience, I think. It's not specifically addressed to Adam, is it?
Yeah, we may make a decision on maybe the beginning of it, as if you're having half a conversation and then he goes, I don't know. Let's see how it reads.
Suppose he could talk to my wife that on me love, and then reiterate his instructions onto her.
Yeah, because obviously she's going. Yeah, it's whether you're both renewing the same commitment to go off and explore the garden. We might intersect it. Maybe that might work. I kind of would like him to continue listening to you, but I don't know. Let's just see how the speech reads, because we'll have a sermon, which is much more interesting in a moment.
We may both be blithe and glad, our Lord's commandments to fulfil, with fields fruit that we fair fad, wounded, doused, and ne'er on ill. Every tree with fruit is spread on them to take us pleasure us till, our wit were rakel and overdone bad, to forfeit against our Lord's will, on any wise. In this garden I will go see all the flowers and fair bewit, and taste in the fruits of great plenty that be in paradise.
And that's beauty, the beware of beauty, the weirdly spelled beauty. Now, obviously your intention is to go over to that lovely tree where Adam is.
Right.
Hoeing. But the serpent is going to catch you or stop you with his voice when you're about here, so that you can turn back to him and that you and the serpent can do conversation mid-stage, maybe slightly stage left.
And the apple is over here.
The apple is over your head. Yeah. So the aim would be that we would have a crossbar and it would literally be hanging fairly high. You would have to reach down for it probably. But something along those lines. But we just cheat it a little more like centre stage, as Eve makes her little journey on those last four lines. In this garden. So
in this garden I will go see all the flowers of fair beauty, and taste in the fruits of great plenty that be in paradise.
Hail, fair wife and comely dame. This fruit to thee I counsel. Take this apple and eat this same. This fruit is best, as I may tell.
I think maybe if you go to her and then gesture with the left. But again, we're not going for we're going for representational rather than. It can be a bit splayed. Just give him.
I will go see all the flowers of fair beauty, and taste in the fruits of great plenty that be in paradise.
Hail, fair wife and comely dame. This fruit to thee I counsel. Take this apple and eat this same. This fruit is best, as I thee dow.
That apple to eat I were to blame. From joy our Lord would us expel. We should die and be put out with shame, in joy of paradise ne'er more to dwell. God himself said, what day of this fruit we ate? With these words God did us threat, that we should die our life to lead. Therefore I am afraid.
Of this apple, if ye will bite, even as God is, so shall ye be. Wise of cunning as I you plight, like unto God in all degree, sun and moon and stars bright, fish and fowl, both sun and sea, at your bidding both day and night, all things shall be in your bousty, ye shall be God's peer. Deck this apple in thine hand, and to bite thereof the fond. Deck another to thine husband, thereof have thou no dwear.
Now I'm wondering here.
He says she's take a bite and then take another to your.
Yeah. Now, so what I'm thinking is that actually Richard, after you've done that first gesture, is actually you pluck it for her, so you can actually be in quite close with her throughout much of that. You can still move around and play around, and you can orbit her. You've got all of those things. Obviously, you don't want to leave stage left vicinity too much. Then your power diminishes as you head stage right. But I think that gives you more scope. You're not tied to the geography of the apple. I mean, your first task is to get her to hold it, then, as opposed to you, and then to get her to bite it. And that gives us a bit of a journey with the apple. We haven't decided when you bite yet. I think we decided that it was more likely to be a suicide pact and you both bit at the same time than it was you bit, because you don't seem to have any realisation of who you are or where you are in the universe, do you?
No.
But
it's not warm here, is it?
It's not. No. That's one of the reasons why the second half we wants to get all of their feet to move around it. It starts off all right. I think anything just conks out before midday. Can we go from the servants of this apple, if ye will bite? So can we just do that little bit there? So imagine you've got the apple, you're trying to get her now to hold it.
Of this apple, if ye will bite, even as God is, so shall ye be, wise of cunning as I you blight, like unto God in all degree. Sun and moon and stars bright, fish and fowl, both sun and sea, at your bidding both day and night, all things shall be in your bousty. Ye shall be God's peer. Take this apple in thine hand, and to bite thereof thou fond. Take another to thine husband, thereof have thou no dwear.
So, if we were literal there, I'd have two apples.
You got two apples, yeah.
Yeah, no, and that seems to be the way, isn't it? That seems to even must be that they bite at the same time. That's the image that they're going for. Now, obviously, when you're holding two apples, holding them like that is not a good idea.
Especially not when you've still got the script.
Yes. But yes, just one of those basic things.
Yes.
That said, it's a good sight gag.
Could you bring your own bag?
No, the thing is that at this point she doesn't know she's
making it.
No,
she doesn't know. She knows
so any sort of pseudo-Freudian...
They're just standing there going, what?
What's the problem?
I don't understand. So that's the thing. You've got that line, take this apple in thine hand. That's the first apple there.
Yeah.
And then, and bite thereof thou fond. Then turn, take another, pluck.
Yeah.
Have thereof. So it's quite fiddly. But I think, but we can always take our time. It's not like these are ethically long plays. Shall we just do this whole little exchange once again from the In This Garden and the entrance of the serpent? Are we good for that?
Yeah.
So page 6. Halfway down Eve's opening address, just the cue line for the serpent is to explore the garden, and the serpent stops you going too close to Adam, who's loving.
Right. Okay, right. In this garden, I will go see all the flowers and of fair beauty, and taste in the fruits of great plenty that be in paradise.
Hail, fair wife and comely dame. This fruit to thee I counsel. Take this fruit and eat this same. This fruit is best, as I thee tell.
That apple to eat I were to blame, from joy our Lord would us expel. We should die and be put out with shame, in joy of paradise never more to dwell. God himself this said. What of that fruit we ate? With these words God did us threat, that we should die our life to lead. Therefore I am afraid.
Of this apple, if ye will bite, even as God is, so shall ye be, wise of cunning as I outblight, like unto God in all degrees, sun and moon and stars bright, fish and fowl, both sand and sea, at your bidding both day and night. All things shall be in your bousty, ye shall be God's peer. Take this apple in thine hand, and to bite thereof, though fond, take another to thine husband, thereof have thou no weir.
So wise as God in his great main, and Philor in cunning fain I would be.
Eat this apple, and in certain that I am true son shalt thou see.
And that's basically reversing farewell line of, remember me, kind of thing. Because you've got to leave Eve on her own till they go to heaven, and that will be more effective if you'll sit down for a little bit. Mm. Moment.
Exhausted with the strain and the stress of it all.
Yes. Well, I think that's given shape to the play. That's not necessarily how it would have been staged, but it's a nice approximation, and it gives us a platform to say, of course, go into a more full-on production mode. We've effectively got to play a half.
And now another look at play one. A few weeks have passed, and we take a more textual look at the play and also ask some questions about performance. What is going on in the actor's head? We started by looking at the bands to the End Town play, outlining the plays presented. We're just looking at the first four bands because there's quite a lot of them and it would go on for quite a while. For this session, Liz Cole is subbed by Maria Walker. Everyone else remains who they were.
It doesn't really matter that they are numbered 1, 2 and 3. I assumed that originally it would have been, but I think we just pass stanzas along. If Richard start and work our way around this way, if we are all content.
1, 2, 3.
Now, gracious God, grounded of all goodness, as thy great glory never beginning had, so thou succour and save all though that sit and sees and listeneth to our talking with silence still and sad. For we purpose us pertly still in this press,
as in the throng of people. Yeah.
The people to please with please full glad. Now listen us, lovely both more and less, gentles and yeomanry of goodly life lad, gentles and yeomanry of goodly life laid, this tide we shall you show as that we can, how that this word first began, and how God made both mould and man, if that ye will abide.
Lovely. I always like the world, the idea of earth and mould. That's what the planet we're standing on is made. People to please with plays, I'm thinking, rather than full glad, as in the plays that they're going to see, rather than please, full glad. I think that's just a pronunciation.
And I think it's how that this world first began, rather than word first began.
Yes, it's the word is the world. That seems to be fairly continuous throughout the text. But again, might depend on who's writing it down. Okay, that's the first stanza, quite straightforward.
Right. In the first...
And incidentally, it is terribly well written.
Yes, I mean...
It's a very different style, isn't it?
Okay, so that's the first one. Vaguely, broadly says we're starting at the beginning, but then it goes into what details of what the first pageant is.
In the first pageant, we think to play how God did make thorough his own myth. Heaven so clear upon the first day, and therein he set angel full breath. Then angel with song, this is no nay, shall worship God as is right. But Lucifer, that angel so gay, in such pomp than he is pith, and set in so great pride, that God set him giveth to take, that God's seat he ginneth to take, his lord's peer himself to make, but then he falleth, offend full blake, from heaven in hell to abide.
Now, we've obviously got the massive... The rhyme has to be modernised to might, bright, right, pite. So it's all the way through there. It's a natural shift. And I think we take that one for the next one as well. Might, sight, flight, plight. So just run that one ahead for Vexillator 3. So we have a nice little plot summary there that fits the first pageant quite well.
It's a good pricey, isn't it?
It covers all the bases, I think. We can compare and contrast in a moment, but let's just briefly finish the rest of these things.
In the second pageant by God's myth, we think to show and play Bedeen. In the other 6 days by open sith, what thing was wrought there shall be seen. How best was made and foul of flythe, and last was man-made, as I ween. Of man is O'Ribe, as I you plyth, was woman wrought man's make to been, and put in paradise. There were flowers both blue and blake, of all fruits their myth thou take, there take. Saf fruit of cunning thou should forsake, and touch it in no wise.
So we got man's rib again. But because it's a slightly fiddlier plot, the plot is continued as we're still in that second play, though debates about whether the first and second play are actually separate plays is an entirely separate issue. If you'll carry on.
Okay.
Technically the same person, but it makes sense.
Yeah. The serpent took Eve an apple to bite, and Eve took Adam a morsel of the same. When they had do thus against the rule of right, then was our Lord wroth and grieved with grame.
Yes, grieved all with grame.
All with
grame. So grame just being something very negative. You could be grieved with grame. I've been grieved with grame all the time. He's wroth and grieved all with grame. I'm going to look up what grame actually is supposed to mean.
Okay.
Just quite like that.
Our Lord gonna oppose them of their great delight, both to accuse them of that sinful blame. And then Almighty God, for that great despite, assigned him grievous pain, as you shall see in game indeed. Seraphim, an angel gay, with burning sword.
I like the word Brenning, it is rather
nice.
Indicative.
With Brenning sword, this is vere, from paradise beat him away in Babel, as we read. In Bible.
Bible, yeah. So grame is sorrow, grieved all with grame. Or anger. Sorrow or anger. So, you know. Very similar. We purpose to show in the third pageant the story of Cain and his brother Abel. Of here tithings now be we bent in this pageant the truth to tell. How the tithing of Abel with fire was brent, and accept to God if ye will dwell. We purpose to show as we have meant, and how he was killed of his brother so fell. And then, how Cain was cursed in all degree of God's own mouth, there shall ye see, of true tithing this may well be, example to every man.
The third pageant is now you've told.
The fourth pageant of Noah shall be how God was wroth with man on mould, because from sin man did not flee. He sent to Noah an angel bold, a ship for to maken and swimmen on the sea, upon the water both wood and cold, and eight souls there saved should be, and one pair of every beast in bring. When 40 days the flood had flow, then sent Noah out a crow, and after him he sent a doe. that brought right good tidings.
Same sort of problem as we have with turtles. Sent a turtle. Turtle dove. You know, sacrificing a turtle is remarkably hard work.
Need a bigger armour.
So that seems moderately accurate, which is quite nice. So what I want to do is we're going to have a quick work through play one, which is only 3 pages long. So what we'll do is we'll just briefly read through it to remind ourselves, and then we'll sort of think about how we staged it before. It's literally 3 pages and not even very close set pages. There is very little here. And then we'll go back to the bands and compare and contrast and various things. So if we stick with the same casting as we had before, and we'll see what happens.
Which was?
Your God.
Lucifer.
He's Lucifer. Oh, yeah. Were you a good angel or a bad angel?
I forget which one. I was an angel, which one it was.
Actually, I was just wondering, shall we all say that line? Actually, I think that might be then to bring you in. It's because the idea of God being a multi-voiced thing. I just as an idea.
Fair enough.
Shouldn't it in that case be no sumus?
that was the one I was struggling with.
Yes. Let's give that a go. Let's see if we can do this in unison. Ego sum alpha et omega principium et finis.
The Latin for omega is presumably omega.
Yeah. My name is known, God and King. My work for to make, now will I wend. In myself resteth my reigning. It hath no beginning nor no end. And all that shall have being, it is closed in my mind. When that it is made at my liking, I may it save, I may it shend. After my pleasance, so great of might is my poesty. All things shall be wroth by me. I am a God in persons three, knit in one substance. I am the true Trinity, here walking in this wone. Three persons, myself I see, looking in me, God alone. I am the father of poesy, my son with me ginneth gone. My ghost is graced in majesty, worldeth wealth up in heaven throne. O God in three I call. I am the father of might, my son keepeth right, my ghost hath light and grace withal. Myself beginning never did take, and endless I am through my own might. Now will I begin my work to make. First I make heaven with stars of light, in mirth and joy evermore to wake. In heaven I build angel full bright, my servants to be, and for my sake, with mirth and melody, worship my might. I build them in my bliss, angel in heaven evermore shall be, in light full clear, bright as blee, with mirth and song to worship me, of joy they may not miss.
And we all sing together. Isn't God great? Isn't God great? Only one person isn't going to sing it, because we're all singing it, except for one person who doesn't like the idea, who will jump in at any point in the future. He will break into the song.
When you'll have heard the Latin.
I wasn't even going there, I was just literally, oh, Sanctus, Sanctus, Sanctus.
To whose worship sing ye this song? To worship God or reverence me? But ye me worship, ye do me wrong. For I am the worthiest that ever may be.
We worship...
Sorry, that's wrong stress. But, right, stress is dead wrong. To whose worship sing ye this song?
To worship God or reverence me, this is Shakespearean, but ye me worship, ye do me wrong, for I am the worthiest that ever may be. That stresses on the first syllable.
Mm. Mm.
We worship God of myth most strong, which hath formed both us and thee. We may never worship him so long, for he is most worthy of majesty. On knees to God we fall, our God, Lord God worship we, and in no wise honour we thee. A greater God may never none be than he that made us all.
A worthier Lord, forsooth, am I, and worthier than he ever will I be. In evidence that I am more worthy, I will go sitting in God's sea, above sun and moon and stars on sky. I am now set, as ye may see. Now worship me for most mighty, and for your Lord honour now me, sitting in my seat. Mm.
God's myth we forsake, and for more worthy we thee take. Thee to worship honour we make, and fall down at thy feet.
Thou, Lucifer, for thy muckle pride, I bid thee fall from heaven to hell, and all that holden on thy side, in my bliss never more to dwell. At my commandment anoon down thou slide, with mirth and joy never more to mell. In mischief and menace ever shalt thou abide, in bitter brenning and fire so fell, in pain ever to be pight.
At thy bidding thy will I work, and pace from joy to pain smirt. Now I am a devil full dark that was an angel bright. Now to hell the way I take, in endless pain there to be pight. For fear of fire a fart I crack, in hell dungeon mine dean is death.
Is it death or dight?
I think it's dight.
Dight.
Yeah. Because it rhymes with pint. Okay, so we're getting the it all comes rushing back. It's all suddenly so familiar. Okay, what I want to do is this time I want to work through it very, very slowly, and let's really find out what each sentence is doing, what each little bit is doing. Let's pull it apart. But I also want to start, I'm going to read in the ban as an introduction, and I may occasionally pause you as I throw in almost an explanation of what's about to happen from the bands, just to confuse you.
Have you got the stage directions there? At least have you got the blocking there?
Any blocking notes I have will probably be on the script copy that you have, because
I'm not seeing them.
No, I do.
They would be on mine though.
Yeah, I do have a note. I can talk us through the blocking. I just want to just once again read through it as a text.
This has got loads of pretentious stuff about SFX.
Yes, has it now? Yes, you can see where my brain is going. If you can go with, you do the, Alan, if, with God, if you just do the Ego Sum Alpha yourself, rather than at all, and we'll work through that relatively slowly.
It's a bit painfully boastful, really, isn't it?
Yeah. But I'll read you in almost this as an introduction to set you up, almost like we're getting into place. Now, gracious God, grounded of all goodness, as thy great glory never beginning had, so thou succour and save all thou that sit and cease and listeneth to our talking with silence still and sad. For we purpose us pertly still in this press, the people to please with plays full glad. Now listen us, lovely, both more and less, gentles and yeomanry of goodly life lad, this tide we shall you show, as that we can, how that this world first began, and how God made both mould and man, if that ye will abide. In the first pageant we think to play, how God did make through his own might heaven so clear upon the first day, and therein he set angel full bright.
Ego sum alpha et omega, principum et finis. My name is known, God and King, my work for to make, now will I wend. In myself restless my reigning, it hath no beginning nor no end, and all that ever shall have being, it is closed in my mind. When that it is made at my liking, I may it save, I may it shend, after my pleasance.
So let's break that up a bit more, because it's got lots of punctuation here, which we can ignore or affirm. I think it does seem to be line, with lots of pausing and taking your time to really build yourself up. Right. That's what God does.
Yeah.
God builds himself up. It gets a little more fiddly when you get to the, when it is made at my liking, I may it save, I may it shend after my pleasance. But that might, I may it shend after my pleasance. You might ignore the you know, let the line flow through, making sure you, I think that full stop after pleasance, however, is, and pleasance, you know, that sense, after my pleasure, after my, what I want.
Yeah, I mean, prima facie, there would seem to be actually far too much bloody punctuation in this.
Yes, yeah. But for the moment, let's overdo it, and then we can pull back. Yeah. So try and give every line its weight and see where it goes.
Right. I was slightly confused by where you stopped on the bands, because you sort of...
What I want to play around with is the possibility that we almost use some of the bands as almost narration.
Fine.
That we may not do it. I'm just playing around with the idea.
Yeah, no, because...
which is the... and that's the logical place to then go into what you're about to do.
Right, okay.
So, let's... I'll just... if you can just go from Ego Sum Alpha again and just give us as much God as you can.
Right.
I think he's very self-satisfied with himself. I think there's that.
Yeah, slight reverb on the acoustic.
Possibly. He's very more jovial, I think, at this stage. He's not talking about death and destruction yet. Give him time. Disappointment to reign.
Yeah. Ego Sum Alpha et Omega, Principum et Finis.
Of course you are.
My name is known, God and King. My work for to make, now will I wend. In myself resteth my reigning, it hath no beginning nor no end. And all that ever shall have being, it is closed in my mind. When it is made at my liking, I may it save, I may it shend, after my pleasance.
It is closed. I think go with closed in my mind.
Right.
Because I think any time you've got a Y like that, it tends to be an id. Not always.
Yeah.
But I think try that. Go from and all that ever shall have being.
And all that ever shall have being, it is closed in my mind. When this is made at my liking, I may it save, I may it shend, after my pleasance. So great of might is my paucity. All things shall be wroth be me. I am one God in persons three, knit in one substance.
Let's go with all things shall be wrought by me. Change that B to by.
Okay.
We've got to go with the vowel sound has shifted.
And we did have a debate as to whether OO would be one God. Before
I my personal feeling is that it's just an ooh sound. I am a god in persons three, knit in a substance. But in terms of clarity,
one would make one, sense.
It makes sense. It's I don't know what the feeling of the room is.
I would think so. The precise pronunciation of it being possibly, well, almost certainly debatable. But yeah, the idea of an O being used to represent one, I find, doesn't bother me.
Mm. Well, it's following on from Omega, so it's I am O. So if the O, if it was O rather than Omega, as said, Alpha et O, then I am O God in persons three, knit in O.
The etymology possibly going through only.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I think for clarity, let's go for one.
One.
I think go for one, but I'm not going to be too dogmatic on that. So great of might is my paucity.
Right, paucity, yeah. So great of might is my paucity. All things shall be wrought by me. I am one God in persons three, knit in one substance. I am true Trinity, here walking in this wone. Three persons, myself I see, looking in me, God alone. I am the father of paucity.
Now, going back to Richard's point earlier about where the stresses live, I think it's the first syllable. I am the true Trinity, here walking in this one.
Yep.
Three persons.
But there are lines here.
Oh, there are lines or not.
Where the stress comes on the first. So, and all that ever shall hath being, it is closed in my mind. Mm. And I think that means it does need to be closed.
Mm. Mm. Yes. So,
we're almost, when we come to the second verse here, we're effectively saying that we've got bullet points. I here, three, look.
I mean, it might not be absolute, but I think that's where we're tending to go, because you're talking about yourself.
But when we get my ghost, I can see that that's bullet point.
Mm.
But then we get wieldeth wealth up in heaven throne. The stress there is slightly less clear, but then we go back to I am my.
Mm.
And if effectively, mine ghost hath light, comma, and grace withal.
Yeah.
I know it's not as printed, but that would get the stresses.
You can ignore the punctuation.
That would get the stresses into the right place, wouldn't it?
Give that one a crack.
Right. I am the true Trinity, here walking in this wone. Three persons, myself I see, looking in me, God alone. I am the father of paucity. My son with me ginneth gone. My ghost is grace in majesty, wieldeth wealth up in heaven throne. One God in three I call. I am father of might. My son keepeth right. My ghost hath light and grace withal.
Had so much more impact.
Yeah.
Suddenly had much more impact. I mean, it's not always the first stress, but
in that one, you could see that as a PowerPoint slide.
Yeah, yeah. And then do the lines get slightly longer for the next stanza?
I think they do. Yes.
Because that's a very short line, and I think with the short lines, maybe that's where then this becomes more flowy. Again, continue, sir. Myself.
Myself beginning never did take. And leadenless I'm thorn mine own might. Now will I begin my work to make. First I make heaven with stars of light, in mirth and joy evermore to wake. In heaven I build angel full bright, my servants to be, and for my sake, with mirth and melody worship my might.
So we sort of need a motivation here, the sense of this is joyous, you know, this is one in mirth and joy. So we need to hear that. In all of that, and I think that here the stresses are much, much freer.
Yeah,
you can play around with it a lot more
and stretch those words out. The overall ambience of that verse is almost going to be smug, isn't it?
Yeah. Oh, yes. I think smug is a perfectly legitimate Old Testament God thing to be going for, which is fine.
Second line on that. Page.
Yes.
The
I am literally looking at it now.
Well, I mean, it could be through. On the other hand, it could be maybe myself beginning never did take, and endless I am for a mine own myth.
Mm.
With the W then actually representing a syllable.
Mm. Mm. We've got by means of through.
I mean, through would make sense, wouldn't it?
Yeah, it's just whether it quite...
Yeah, but the true could be thorough.
Yeah, I am thorough, thorough mine own might.
As in thoroughfare.
Which is.
Through, I think, makes more sense in context.
But they both work.
That's my point.
They do both work.
And
especially with an accent as well, thorough, mine own might.
And the extended line possibly reinforces endless. And endless I am, there are mine own work. Onomatopoeia.
Yeah. Yeah. Because it's not, we're not saying thorough, it's thorough.
No.
So, you know, it's almost actually the word. The word is a bit swallowed. Mm. Play around with that. You've got those as options.
Mm. Yeah.
Right. Give that another crack.
Myself beginning never did take, and endless I am through my own might. Now will I begin my work to make. First I make heaven with stars of light, in mirth and joy evermore to wake. In heaven I build angel full bright, my servants to be, and for my sake, with mirth and melody, worship my might. I build them in my bliss. Angel in heaven evermore shall be, in light full clear, bright as blee, with mirth and song to worship me, of joy they may not miss.
And the song occurs, Sanctus, 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 Dominus Deus,
Sabaoth.
And in the bands, then angel with song, this is no nay, shall worship God as it is rife. But Lucifer, that angel so gay, in such pomp than he is pife, and sets in so great pride, that God's seat he ginneth to take. Anyway, you interrupt. Let's play with Lucifer.
To whose worship sing ye this song? To worship God or reverence me? But ye me worship, ye do me wrong, for I am the worthiest that ever may be.
Yeah, and it's this thing, because God's exited. That's the thing for your context here. God's left the building. He's left his seat behind. This is a traditional game. And Lucifer is saying this to the angels. And it's that thing, is that first line presumably is shouted, but it also needs to be stretched out. You've got to command attention and shut them up. So it's almost, you could start the line, and then if you haven't got silence yet, stop and then start it again. Kind of play. To whose worship, wait for the room to subside, to whose worship, you know, that you've got that line to make sure they definitely hear it.
Yeah, show up, you buggers.
Exactly. Shall we just try that one again? Let's all do some Sanctus, Sanctus, Sanctus all together now. One, two, three. Sanctus, Sanctus, Sanctus. Dominus Sabaoth.
To whose worship sing ye this song? To worship God or reverence me? But ye me worship, ye do me wrong, for I am the worthiest that ever may be.
And I think we need to think about what angels' reactions there as well. It's, you know, that first thing, oh, reverence me. Where the hell did that come from? You know, you've literally just been created.
Yeah. And of course, but in that line is in the sense of unless.
Yeah.
Rather than...
That's why I put the stress.
Yeah, that's why he's put the stress there. Yeah, yeah, absolutely. And then, you know, and that leads to the good angel coming. I'm just going, what the heck? What are you doing? Who are you? Who, you know, so as much...
What do you think you're playing at, Sonny Boy?
Can we? Can you do that one again, Richard, to lead into Good Angel? So really lay into him, Good Angel, there.
The whole thing?
Yeah, go for it. It's only four lines.
To whose worship sing ye this song? To worship God or reverence me? But ye me worship, ye do me wrong, for I am the worthiest that ever may be.
We worship God of might most strong, which hath formed both us and thee. We may never worship him so long, for he is...
That's too long.
Too long.
Yeah. Too long, sorry.
So, we don't have a limit to how long we can worship him. That's our gig. Mm. And we need to all agree, okay? We need to be giving him some support.
And is it going to work better as formed or formed?
Which have formed both us and thee. Let's try formed. Let's try it rather than formed. Okay, good angel, give Lucifer another crack.
We worship God of might most strong.
Yeah, we do, yeah.
Which hath formed both us and thee.
Mm-hmm.
We may never worship him too long,
no.
He is most worthy of majesty.
Majesty, majesty, much
on
majesty.
On knees to God we fall.
Yeah, on our knees.
Our Lord God worship we,
mm-hmm.
And in no wise honour we thee. Greater Lord may never none be than he that made us all.
Yeah, right there. Yeah.
It was the frog's idea.
Do the on knees to God we fall. Slightly slow that one down because that's really the worshipy up in the air kind of thing.
I mean, the first four lines is the shouty bit.
Yeah.
That's basically Lucifer, get back in your box.
Mm. Yeah. And then you pull it back a little bit. But it's more upward. It still can be quite big, but it's a bit slower and it's more up to the absent god. Mm. Who's just popped out for a fag. I think that's what's happened there. He's gone down the shops. So, on knees to God we fall.
On knees to God we fall. Our Lord God worship we. And in no wise honour we thee. A greater
Lord... Yeah,
that
line's odd, isn't it?
And in no wise...
It's, you almost need to stretch it out. And we definitely don't like you kind of thing, isn't it? Try that again, on knees to God we fall.
On knees to God we fall, our Lord God worship we, and in no wise honour we thee, a greater Lord may never none be than he that made us all.
The stress has got to be on thee, hasn't it?
Yeah, it's because it's got to end that sentence there. In no wise honour we thee, stop, and then you've got your final point. So try that whole little speech again, and then Lucifer will follow in.
On knees to God we fall, our Lord God worship we, and in no wise honour we thee, a greater Lord may never none be than he that made us all.
A worthier Lord, forsooth, am I, and worthier than he ever will I be. In evidence that I am more worthy, I will go sitting in God's sea, above sun and moon and stars on sky.
Oh, he's got to do it as well.
I am now set, as ye may see. Now worship me for most mighty, and for your Lord honour now me, sitting in my seat.
And now you're sucking up to who you think is now the new power in town. Bad Angel's job is to toady up.
God's might we forsake, and for more worthy we thee take. Thee to worship honour we make, and fall down at thy feet.
And now that he's collected all these wonderful followers, God turns up again to cast you out into hell.
Thou, Lucifer, for thy muckle pride, I bid thee fall from heaven to hell, and all that holden on thy side in my bliss nevermore to dwell. At my commandment, anon down thou slide, with mirth and joy nevermore to mell. In mischief and menace ever shalt thou abide, in bitter burnt brimming and fire so fell, in pain ever to be pight.
At thy bidding, thy will I work, and pace from joy to pain smirt. Now I am a devil full dark, that was an angel bright. Now to hell the way I take, in endless pain there to be pight. For fear of fire a fart I crack, in hell dungeon mine deen is dight.
Should that be pass in line two?
Yeah, it's pass. And pass for a joy to pain smart. I mean, you know, precisely where the thunderbolts live, you know, in that preceding and what happens physically is saying, well...
There's all sorts of potential effects, aren't there?
Yeah, which then changes what Lucifer is, precisely how he reacts to that. Because in... At thy bidding, I will. Thy will I work, and pass through joy to pain smart. It's not demonstrably, I am in pain, woe is me, which we get in others. It's just simply, it's almost sullen.
Yeah, all right, I've lost.
All right, I'm off. So the mechanics of that and how we might do it is interesting.
It doesn't sound upset, does it?
No, it's not. It's oddly unemotional.
Yeah.
Mm. Yeah, so shit happens.
Yeah, I'm off. Unless it's just understood and that there's just material here that we're not getting in this particular. Because this is a very short play. I mean, there must have been a lot of business. It's not just business. There must be more to this play. I mean, I know it runs into the next play and that makes it feel like a proper length. but there really is so little here in terms of just text. It's mostly God. You know, the action is about the same number of lines as God had as his opening speech.
And I mean, I'm not quite sure, because effectively where you broke on the interjecting with the bands,
that's a
difficult one as to which bit.
Well, I kind of don't know if I go with it. I thought it worked quite well as an introduction.
It works well as an intro. I don't want to break up
the narrative. I wanted to try it and see how it felt, and it didn't work, so that's fine. But especially as presenting this as a red text what was a performed text into a red text back into a performance text, I quite like the idea that we start with, we've got the book, and then it moves into, turns into a play kind of situation. Any additional thoughts on, because we've been here before. It's definitely got a bit of weight and impact. I think that's good. I don't think we need to do too much on that again. We need to remind ourselves what the blocking was and set ourselves up for future actual doing things with it.
But this is written to effect, isn't it?
Yeah. Yes, it's got a stage.